Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I woke up on this Thursday morning after taking in what we saw yesterday afternoon in the Bronx with the Yankees hitting 6 home runs and destroying and sweeping away the Washington Nationals. And then the brilliant performance by Nolan McLean last night for the New York Mets out in Queens as the Mets cracked out the brooms and swept away the Philadelphia Phillies. And as you wake up on this Thursday morning, the Mets are, you know, within shouting distance, and even more so than that, within 4 games, at a 4-game deficit to the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League East. And, they've turned a corner, and it is a long, and this summer has been a test, there's no question about it, to the fandom of both the Met fan and the Yankee fan at times, and the true belief in both organizations. But if you compare the two, and we like doing comparisons, if you compare the two, I woke up this morning thinking about fear, right? And sometimes, you have different fears in life. Maybe you fear snakes. Maybe you fear spiders. Maybe you fear failure. Maybe you go fear your wife. Maybe you fear going. I have no idea what you might fear, right? But there's all different kinds of fears, right? Where you look at, maybe you fear going out there riding roller coasters. I don't know what it might be. That's what makes us all unique. That's what makes us all different despite our personalities. All those kind of things is, different things we might fear in life, right? So you look at fear and use that as kind of a marker, right? There is undoubtedly no question, no doubt about it. If you're comparing the Mets and the Yankees in terms of a fear factor for both organizations going up against opponents, there is a fear for National League opponents with the New York Mets. And let me explain to you why. And then we'll get into the Yankees and the concerns there. But when you look at the Mets last night, and McLean's been brilliant, 0.89 ERA in 3 starts in the major leagues. He reminds you, I don't know if there's really a comp that comes to mind. Maybe it's Greg Maddux. It's not your prototypical guy where he's standing on the mound and he's 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", and he's going out there and he's throwing the ball 98, 99, 100 miles an hour, topping out at 102. It's nothing like that where it's pure velocity, max effort, every single pitch. Everything that we've gone through in a numerous amount of starters, whether it be here in New York or across major league baseball, but what he has the ability to go out there and do is throw 6 pitches, keep hitters off balance, and he goes out there and throws strikes and attacks the strike zone. And as Carlos Mendoza, Boone, Torrey used to talk about, Girardi used to talk about it, Terry Collins used to talk about it, you got to go out there and be competitive in the strike zone because this is Major League Baseball, and McLean has been brilliant. And there is no doubt. I mean, the Philadelphia Phillies, when they step into Citi Field, I mean, they are treated like the redheaded stepchild. I mean, there is a little bit of a fear factor when it comes to Philadelphia. But when you look at this Met team on the whole, with what McLean has provided this starting rotation, and they were desperate. I don't think there was any plan 2-3 months ago to see Jonathan Friday night against the Marlins or to see Nolan McLean now making 3 starts here for the New York Mets. I think David Stearns, if all things went well, those two guys would not be making their Major League Baseball debuts until 2026. But desperate times call for desperate measures. When you go out there and you sign Juan Soto in the offseason to a $765 million contract, when you bring Pete Alonso back on a short-term deal, when you are the owner, Steve Cohen, and you take over this organization, buying it from Fred Wilpon, Jeff Wilpon, and Saul Katz, and talk about winning World Series in the first 5 years, when you're, you know, whining and dining Soto in free agency, and you talk about winning 2-4 World Series in the first decade that he is a New York Met, well, you know what? You got to go out there and be aggressive. And this Mets starting rotation wasn't good enough. Yes, David Peterson was an all-star. Manaea does not look like the same starter that he was a year ago. And, you know, ever since Kodai Senga hurt his hamstring, you know, middle part of the month of June, since his return, he has not necessarily looked like even close to the same pitcher that he was previous to that injury. So, and Frankie Montas was a lost cause before he suffered the UCL injury. I mean, he stunk. So the Mets needed to go out there, and you had two guys down on the farm, and we'll see one on Friday night, but Nolan McLean has stepped into this starting rotation and given him a little juice, and the rotation needed it. The bullpen was getting gassed. We saw that. You saw what David Stearns was able to do at the MLB trade deadline, but with the resurgence of this rotation led by McLean, amazingly enough, and we'll see exactly what Tong is able to give this team on Friday night, the mojo for the Mets is back a little bit. I don't think there's any doubt about it. When you see what they've done the last 3 nights against the Philadelphia Phillies at home, when you look at what the fact that Mark Vientos, who we've been waiting, I mean, we've been waiting for Mark Vientos to finally find it, to start to resemble the hitter that he did a year ago, when not only was he clutch, he was clutch in big moments, and he was clutch in October. And I've said it time and time again, there are guys where their talent meets the moment of the playoffs, meets the moment of the pressure of the playoffs, and there is no analytical spreadsheet, there's no, you can't pop up Excel, you can't go out there and look at a data point to figure out what's going on in between someone's ears, what's kind of, if they're able to go out there and compartmentalize the moment, meet the moment, and still perform at a very, very high level. And Vientos, a year ago, looked like a burgeoning, power-hitting star, not only for the Mets, but for all of Major League Baseball. And he has not resembled that hitter until we hit basically the month of August, or really the last 10 games. And he's been fantastic. So you throw in Vientos to go along with Soto, to go along with Lindor, to go along with Nimmo, to go along with Alonso, to go along with the multidimensional Jeff McNeil. And then all of a sudden you have a team that goes out there, plays good defense, doesn't go out there, beat themselves. You know, sir, clearly the starting rotation, you're going to need to get something from either Manaea or Kodai Senga to be truly dangerous come October. But there is a fear amongst other National League teams where the Dodgers aren't necessarily the same, you know, the dominant team everyone expected to be, whether it be a little bit of a downturn of performance or whether it be injuries. You look at the Philadelphia Phillies, major loss without Zach Wheeler. You've got the Milwaukee Brewers. You've got the Chicago Cubs. You go up and down the line. There is a team now in the New York Mets. If they're able to see what they did this past 3 games against Philadelphia, what they did down in Atlanta, what they've been able to do here over the last week and a half, if this team has truly turned a corner, then you know what? The team that was dangerous a year ago is going to be dangerous once again come the playoffs and come October. And they put fear in the hearts of other National League playoff teams. They are going to be a playoff team. Mets sweep away the Phillies. The Reds get swept by the Los Angeles Dodgers. That lead for the third and final wild card spot in the National League is now 4.5 games. But now you can start to think about and talk about the division. And if this team is able to go on a magical run and not just get to the National League Championship Series, not to get to a Game 6, not take another step and maybe get to a Game 7 or get through the National League, but to potentially go out there and win the World Series, maybe it'll be on the arms of the youngsters. Maybe it'll be on the arms of what you've seen from Nolan McLean, who's real. Let's be honest. I mean, it's been impressive to watch. There's no question about it. If you're a Met fan, you should wake up on this Thursday morning smiling about what this young starter has been able to do and how he goes about doing it. The confidence level, the moxie that he has, the preparedness that he has, the ability to go out there and throw strikes, the ability to go out there and throw that Bugs Bunny changeup, you know, at 79, 81 miles an hour. I mean, it is remarkable. It's not a 93-mile-an-hour changeup. It's an 81-mile-an-hour changeup. And he's not like he's topping out at 102, 101.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
He's been great. And we'll see what Jonah Tong is on Friday night. So the Mets have turned a corner here, and the Yankee fan is looking at themselves and saying, well, listen, we just swept away the Washington Nationals, right? You got to start to feel good about yourself. And the Yankees go out there and hit 6 home runs yesterday afternoon against the Nats, and now they're in the Chicago to take on the White Sox, who happen to be 48-85 on the season. Here's the problem you have. And listen, you know I grew up a Yankee fan. You know that. And this is not being just, you know, pessimistic Joe on a Thursday midday right here on WFAN, but let's be realistic here. When you've watched this Yankee team, what do the Yankees do? They beat up on bad baseball teams. They have a tendency to go out there and knock around bad baseball teams. And that's where they sit right now, you know, in the wild card race, and they're within, you know, striking distance of the American League East. And, you know, they've got some big time series, one coming up against the Houston Astros next week, and they should be able to dispatch easily of the Chicago White Sox this weekend out there in the second city. But people have asked me, well, what do you learn when the Yankees go out there and hit 6 home runs? What do you learn when the Yankees go out there and embarrass the Tampa Bay Rays down in Tampa, the spring training home of the Yankees? What do you learn? Learn nothing. I mean, learn nothing. The one thing that you can probably say that you've learned about this Yankee team this season, you know, in terms of, and we've taken call after call here on WFAN about them. If you've been on the rear end of Giancarlo Stanton, get off. If the calling card has been, you've called this station and talked about him running the bases or not playing the outfield, get off. There's a time and a place, and now is not the time, and now is not the place. Because I think we've learned a little something about Stanton here this season as a New York Yankee, if you're not paying attention. And yes, I've appreciated Stanton for the October player that he has been. But you have gotten here, since he's coming off the IL, what you've gotten from Giancarlo Stanton is the best version of Stanton that you have seen as a New York Yankee in the regular season. And it's been impressive to watch. It really has been. And we talk about leadership traits. I'll tell you this. I don't think there's any doubt that the words of Giancarlo Stanton, even though he's not a great interview, and, you know, I think that's based on him wanting not to be a great interview. But I think based on his experience, I think based on his place in that Yankee locker room, in the clubhouse on a day-in, day-out basis, I think his words matter, especially around this group. We could talk about all about Aaron Judge, the captain of the New York Yankees, and undoubtedly he is, and the brilliance of Judge, and he hit a 2-run bomb yesterday afternoon against the Washington Nationals, and now he's got 41 home runs on the season. However, when you look at what Stan's been able to provide for this team, it has been utterly remarkable. And Boone talks about it time and time again in terms of, you know, him wanting to win, and I don't think there's any doubt about it. And when we crave for players in this marketplace to meet the moment, when we judge guys based on if it's an inherent knock, well, he's a great regular season player, not great in October. When we get into conversations about Judge and his brilliance in the regular season as he's neck and neck with Cal Raleigh this year to be the American League MVP. But the big knock on Judge, just like as it was for Barry Bonds the majority of his career, has been he's never been a great big game player. You know who's a great big game player historically for the Yankees? I mean, a recent memory. Well, Bernie Williams was a great big game player. He was a good player in the regular season, very good player in the All-Star. I mean, he was a very good player. But when he got to October, he was able to ramp it up to another level. Now, when we talk about Stanton, he's been a former MVP of the league when he was with the Marlins in the National League. I get that. When he got here and the conversation was the contract, the albatross, that Jeter got one over on Cashman. You know, the Yankees didn't give up all that much, but now they're hindered because he can't go out there and play the outfield, locking in the DH role. And we could talk about this roster for the New York Yankees, but Stanton, you want to talk about a guy that, you know, talks softly and carries a big stick. There's no doubt about it. That is Giancarlo Stanton. And he has a penchant for where the talent meets the moment. But we talk about the fear of the Mets among National League opponents. There is not that fear. And we can talk about the wide open nature of the American League when you look at this Yankee team. It's a positive that Fried has looked good his last two starts. It's a positive that Cam Schlittler, you know, throwing the ball at 98, 99 miles an hour has looked really, really good for the young hurler. It's a positive that even though they've changed some of the names in the back end of the bullpen, they have found themselves for the most part. You know what the negative for the New York Yankees has been? And there have been a number of them. If you keep them in the ballpark, they struggle to score runs. They can't go out there and generate offense with a little bit of small ball. Caballero can change that. But still, the Yankees have this penchant to be in that foxhole with Anthony Volpe at the shortstop position. Yes, there is not a great variety when you look at this lineup because they have a lot of guys that would probably be better designated hitters than anything else. They've also been a sloppy, dopey baseball team. You know, it was interesting the Ken Rosenthal report the other day when he talked about the fact that if this Yankee team disappoints this year, that, you know, part of the conversation could be massive change or Cashman's job on the line or Boone's job on the line, that, you know, it would be in play. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. The Yankees as an organization have been really, really self-satisfied over the years of just making it to the postseason and punching their ticket for October home playoff dates, where they have not been one where they've judged themselves, graded themselves, whether you like it or not, whether it's realistic or not, on the idea of winning a World Series. And if you don't, the season's a failure, regardless of what, how many games you won in the regular season, what individual accomplishments were attained. If you didn't win that championship, the season was a failure. That line of demarcation is long gone. And we've been there, done that. Now you look at this group this year, as comparatively speaking, if you look at the Mets, with the way that they've turned a corner, the fact that the bottom third of their lineup is starting to hit, Alvarez's injury and the fact that he got hit on the hand last night down in AAA Syracuse is a concern, but Vientos is starting to pick it up. You look at this lineup, it's no longer about just the top four. Nolan McClain has given this starting rotation a little bit of a juice. We'll see what Jonah Tong provides on Friday night against the Marlins. And you comparatively speaking, look at the New York Yankees and you say, well, the Yankees still, they've got the power, but against good teams, do they? Do they play smart baseball consistently? See, the thing when you look at the Yankees is this, is that, yes, they've won some baseball games. Yes, they're going to go to the playoffs. If they didn't, yes, I'm sure that heads would roll, but this is going to be a playoff team. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Do I think they're going to win the American League East? Probably not. You look at their record against top four teams in the American League based on record, well, based on, you know, winning percentage, well, I mean, it's not particularly good. And what they have been for the majority of this season is they've been more of a bully team than anything else. And yesterday was a perfect case in point. Yeah. They knocked around the Washington Nationals, but I ask you, the Yankee fan out there, what did you learn? I'm sure if you went out to the ballpark yesterday afternoon, you enjoyed it. Sun-drenched Yankee Stadium, had a couple libations, had a hot dog, maybe you got a steak sandwich, whatever you might have done. You know, maybe you take your kids to the game right before the end, Labor Day weekend, and school gets going wherever you might be, you know, whether it be Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, New York, whatever it might be, you know, before the kids get into school next week. And he had a wonderful afternoon. Judge hit a home run. Bellinger hit a home run. They went back-to-back, as Sterling used to say, in a belly-to-belly. All good. But when you walked out of that stadium yesterday afternoon, what did you learn? What did you take away from it? Did you feel undoubtedly that much more excited about what this team potentially could be come October? Because even though the Yankee organization doesn't judge themselves based on October's success, I still do. And I think a majority of Yankee fans still do. And the fear factor that the Yankees once had amongst other American League teams, that is gone. And if you look across the way to Queens, there is a great fear factor that, oh my God, the Mets have finally found it again.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?